Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes.
Hugh, we're starting to see evidence of spring coming, and just in general, we're starting to see little reasons to celebrate.
Thank God.
And there's nothing better to celebrate with than a little light sparkling wine that you can slurp down just about any time of day or night and enjoy it.
I completely agree. That, you know, over the years, you know, we've certainly done our fair share of cavas and obviously champagne and sparkling wines from California. But there's just something a little bit sort of serious about all of those. And I just kind of wanted it's time to kick off the leather shoes, put on the flip-flops, start thinking warmer weather. And as you said earlier, nothing really says spring is coming to me right now than having some of these little light sparklers. So here's a couple that I thought were noteworthy. Vino Verde, which comes from Portugal, which we've actually talked a lot about in the last couple of years, is a white wine that typically has just a little tiny bit of spritz. And so I tried one from a producer called J. Portugal Ramos, R-A-M-O-S. It's a Vino Verde Loureiro, and we'll have this on the website so you can get them. That's the name of the grape. It's a 2019, so it's brand new. I just got to say, Alan, this is one of the best Vino Verdes I have ever had.
Nice.
Bright and fresh, very subtle spritz, floral and citrus flavors and aromas with a really nice streak of minerality that goes right through to the end of the finish. And all of this is coming into you at $10.99.
Whoa, that's a deal.
It's a real deal. Now, here's one sort of reminiscent of an old friend. I did not know this wine existed. So our old friend is the Pine Ridge Chenin Blanc Viognier.
Right.
Been around forever. Right.
Sure.
There's a sparkling version. I didn't realize there was a sparkling version.
Me neither.
Non-vintage, 96% Chenin Blanc, 4% Viognier, and forward green apple, pear, and melon flavors. It's exactly what you were thinking of over crisp sparkling wine with a good strong finish, and it just tastes like spring. I mean, it's really nice sitting out all night on your little deck with a little flute of this and a little plate of some sort of light canapé, and this is all at $17, so pretty good deal.
Now, they're a really good winery, too. I mean, very, very reliable.
Oh, totally. And they can get it pricey on some of their cabs, but this
yes.
Wine for the money is just terrific. Now, and here's another old friend. It's Dr. Lucin, who is one of the great producers of wines, Rieslings that come from the Mosel region of Germany. And he's produced a sect, which is the word for sparkling Riesling or sparkling wines in Germany. This is an extra dry, non-vintage Riesling. I actually hadn't had a real sparkling Riesling in a long time. And you're going to get sort of classic flavors of green apple and peach with a good crisp acidity. And it's all sort of ramped up, that acidity, because of the sparkle as well. So it was just really cool to try this, and I really enjoyed it. I think this would go well, not only sort of as an aperitif, but also you can serve this with some food. It's got enough guts. So.
Oh, boy. And what's the price on that?
Price on that is $22.99. Now, my wine of my wine value of the week out of these three absolutely is the Portugal Ramos Vino Verde at $10.99. For what it is, it's what it is, baby.
Oh, boy, that sounds great, Hugh.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.